on the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Big 12 This Week.
Dave Aranda at Baylor is a perfect match for both parties.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
There'll be another new quarterback at Oklahoma, but is there enough support around him to win the Big 12?
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Well, welcome. Nice to be with you again. Only one game coming up this week, Kansas at West Virginia. Baylor and Oklahoma State postponed. Baylor Athletic Director Mac Rhodes said there's 28 active cases of COVID-19 with the football players and then 14 others with the football staff. So pretty easy decision to postpone that game against number 7 Oklahoma State. They'll play it on December 12th. Rhodes, in an interview on Monday with Sikkim 365 in Waco, Texas, said that he believes the outbreak was linked to a false negative test and someone traveled with the team for their road trip on October 3rd to West Virginia. So that's the third game now that Baylor has had to bail on. West Virginia coach Neil Brown said that his team tested three times last week and had no new positive test following their game against Baylor. So I'll preview KU and West Virginia later in the show. But let's look back at last weekend. Big wins for Iowa State and Kansas State. Two programs that could be moving in different directions. Iowa State. Looks like Brock Purdy has things figured out, settling in as expected, as hoped. Kansas State will be starting a freshman the next time they take the field at the quarterback position. Skylar Thompson, the redshirt senior, done for the year. We'll talk with Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Wildcats, about their quick start in conference play. And I've also got some hot takes from some Cyclone players after their win. Listen, I'm going to preview what I'm going to tell you later on in the show. But I told you so. Remember when everybody was flipping out after week one? But I told you so. All right, the big game from Saturday, the Red River Showdown. I mean, I don't know what else to say, but what I want to do is just play the highlights. Just, just add it to the long history of this storied rivalry. In fact, even the coaches after the game said the same thing. Lincoln Riley and Tom Herman.
Yeah, what an unbelievable college football game that was.
Heck of a college football game.
Let's do it. Roll the highlights.
Rattler, deep drop, looking to throw. Has a shot. Marvin Mims wide open. Touchdown! Marvin Mims came wide open, and Rattler found it. And the freshman is in the burnt orange end zone.
Now the shotgun. Elliger shifting Robinson out of the back. Then up Sam. Design quarterback draw to the 2, to the 1. Touchdown, Texas. Sam Elliger. Powering his way into the end zone for the first Texas touchdown of the day.
Mordecai, handoff, Major running left, has room to the 5, touchdown! Marcus Major, and the Sooners are back on top in Dallas.
Elliger from the shotgun, rolling, looks to keep it himself down to the 1, to the goal line, touchdown! Sam Elliger's second rushing touchdown of this first half. Once more, the Longhorns an extra point away from tying the score.
Double tight end right into the line. Snap to Rattler. Handoff Pledger right up the gut. Pushing, churning. Is he in? Touchdown. Rattler in the shotgun. Trying to finish it off. Snap. Handoff Pledger over the right side. He's into the end zone. It's a touchdown. 17 plays, 87 yards. And Oklahoma shoves it downfield right into Bevo's pin. They lead it by 2 scores.
Four, make it a 5-receiver set now. An empty set. Shotgun snap back to Sam, looking. Sends it out. Left side ball caught to the 5, to the goal line. And it is touchdown, Texas. Crossing, Joshua Moore, the catch to the pylon. And Elliger hits him with a 9-yard touchdown pass. Sam. Sending Moore in motion, has the snap. Elliger flings it wide open, caught! Touchdown, Texas! Keontae Ingram! What a rally! first down turns, play action. Sam looking right to Orr to run, and he will run, and he'll score! Gallagher into the end zone, his third rushing touchdown of the football game. And for the first time today, the Longhorns lead.
Trips out to the right. Stockner tied in left, ball on the left hash. Rattler asks for the football from Humphrey. He's got it. Blitzes on, looks left, still looking, throws end zone. Stockner caught it! Touchdown! Redemption! Looks like they're going under center again. Two tight ends balanced. Tight eye formation. Rattler under center. Snap, quarterback sneak, pushing, and he falls into the end zone. It's a touchdown.
Elliger with the snap, back to throw. Pressure coming, steps up in the pocket. Sam will take off and run. Elliger to the 20, 15, 10. Sam to the 5, touchdown! His fourth of the day! Super Sam Elliger across again for another Longhorn touchdown.
Second and 10. Sooners go a little tempo here. Snap to Rattler. Straight drop, steps up, throws late toward the end zone. Caught! It's Stoops! Drake Stoops! Touchdown! Ha-ha! The kid! A 25-yard touchdown pass to Drake Stoops. The Red River Showdown is off the rails. Ellinger in the shotgun. He's got it. Sooners twist up front. He has time. Lob toward the end zone. It's intercepted! Trey Brown! You can unhitch the wagon! Oklahoma wins in four overtimes! A Red River Showdown for the ages!
Yes, it was. Toby Rowland with the Sooners calls. Craig Way with the Longhorn calls. Those guys are great. Outstanding stuff. All right, we're getting rolling here on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG.
Get your ice cold Bud Light. Bud Light Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suitor blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suitor blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game.
Back on Big 12 This Week, I'm Bill Pollack. You know that you can download this as a podcast each week. Go to Google, Apple Podcasts, Big12Sports.com, wherever you download your podcast, and subscribe to Big 12 This Week. Natural Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12 Meat Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. Time for making it look natural. And we go with Brock Purdy, Iowa State quarterback, 32 of 43, 302 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions, and he also ran seven times for 42 yards. Including a long run of 14 yards. So some of the highlights from Brock Purdy in Iowa State's win over Texas Tech, making it look natural.
Fourth down and two, Iowa State. They're at the 34-yard line of Texas Tech. Purdy in the shotgun, three receivers left. Brock looks to his left, now runs it to the right and tucks it away and gets the first down. He got to the 30-yard line, a gain of four. Brock Purdy converts. Third and goal from the two-yard line, early second quarter. High snap to Purdy, goes up to get it. Now scrambles to his right, looks to the end zone, throws it. Touchdown, Chase Allen. Beautifully done by Brock Purdy. He bought time rolling right, and then he found Chase Allen for the touchdown. And Purdy will give it to, no, he flips it over the middle after play action. It's caught for a touchdown. Beautiful fake to Hall, and then they flip it over the top to Charlie Kohler. His first touchdown of the season.
That is making it look natural. Brock Purdy from the Iowa State Cyclones. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. It was a 31-15 win for the Cyclones over Texas Tech as the Cyclones get the 3-1 overall, 3-0 in the Big Ten. And they open conference play with three straight wins for the first time since 2002 and only the second time since 1950. So the 20th ranked Cyclones will try to rest up during their bye week, and they get ready for 7th ranked Oklahoma State on the 24th.
The bye weeks are really the biggest weeks for our team, you know, as far as getting everybody healthy and recovered. And we use that as a way to get better, you know, go back, watch film, fix our mistakes and everything like that. So this week coming up is going to be huge for our team.
That is sophomore running back Breece Hall, who has three straight games of better than 100 yards rushing. He credits an improving offensive line.
They hold everybody accountable. So whether you're a 1, 2, 3, 4 walk-on or whatever, it doesn't matter. They expect you to come to work every day and do your job. So I feel like even though we've had people get hurt, the ones that have stepped in have really just been doing a good job. And, you know, the whole O-line as a unit, they've been communicating with the running backs, quarterbacks, you know, just making sure we're comfortable with everything. So I felt like the O-line is, even though we've had injuries, it's making them more tight-knit because they want to make sure that everybody's on the same level.
The Cyclones will look to continue. The month of October has just been incredible for the Cyclones. 12-1 during October over the last four seasons. Tight end Chase Allen.
I feel like it always takes us a little while to get into that really good groove, and this is always when we hit it in October. And that's what we need to work on is as the season goes on, we're wearing down and things are starting to slip up technique-wise. So that's really what we've been hammering in from the details this team for this year.
Allen says if they want to take that next step, they've got to be better at closing games and eliminating special team mistakes.
If we really want to have that killer mentality and end games without trying to give everyone a heart attack, we got to be able to not go three and out late in the game. We got to extend the clock and just keep it rolling, give our defense a break. And things like a field goal block for a touchdown, that's such an Iowa State thing to happen, and we got to eliminate that. But just kind of gives us confidence that we can handle that because a lot of teams that would happen to and they'd immediately fold.
Well, they're going to get a test their next game against the Cowboys. No doubt about it. Reveal Suits, the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference, designs custom branded suits and blazers representing your college, favorite team, whatever your passion. Design and choose your own suit, fabric color, logo lining, your own vents, pockets, buttons, and more. They offer 35 measurement and suit style options. Give them a chance and check them out at revealsuits.com, where you can turn your suit into a statement with their officially licensed logos, where passion meets fashion. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now here. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com. Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit revealsuits.com to begin your order today. Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now here. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
We're back on Big 12 this week. It's time for our can't-miss game of the week. Okay, it's the only game of the week, but still, it's our can't-miss game of the week presented by TicketsForLess.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Kansas traveling to West Virginia. It's an 11 a.m. kick on Fox. They picked it up on Fox. It was supposed to be FS1, but they said, well, look, we don't have much going on, so let's get it over to Fox. Let's get it over to the big boys. So that's where we are right now. The Jayhawks are 0-3. They've given up 47 points in back-to-back Big 12 games at Baylor in late September, 47-14, and at home to Oklahoma State on October 3rd, 47-7. The Mountaineers are 2-1, 1-1 in Big 12 play against the same opponents that the Jayhawks played. West Virginia lost at Oklahoma State 27-13, and they beat Baylor in that double overtime thriller on the third, 27-21. Got some hot takes here from Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. They actually announced their starting quarterback well ahead of time. Miles Kendrick was named the starter for this week. What has the junior done well in his limited time?
Of our three quarterbacks, Miles Kendrick is probably the least flashy, at least athletically. He doesn't have the big-time arm talent that Jalen Daniels has or some of the other physical tools that Thomas McVitie would. But when given the chance, he's made some nice throws. He threw a touchdown on his very first snap after McVitie got hurt in the opener, and that really showed his mental toughness to come in and a big moment and deliver a perfect strike for six. So I think that he's vastly underrated. He just won't wow you in terms of the measurables or the elite athletic physical tools. But he's scrappy, and the kid plays with a chip on his shoulder.
So how much of a strain does it put on the rest of the offense? Because, listen, you've got your third starting quarterback in the first four games.
It's definitely put a strain on the team to have a little bit of a quarterback carousel going on. But honestly, I think the offensive line play up front has been just as much of a strain. I mean, in part, it's been their inability to protect the quarterback that has you in this spot right now. So ever since they lost Akeem Adeniji to the NFL back in the spring, trying to move Malik Clark to left tackle and shuffle some other pieces around have left that group still waiting to gel and click. And until that happens, regardless of who the quarterback is, it's going to be tough back there. So yes, it's a factor having a third different starting quarterback, but we got to keep our guy upright and give him time to throw.
Head coach Neil Brown of West Virginia said Puka Williams is a special talent, says he's a lot stronger than people give him credit for. He's got great lower body strength and difficult to tackle. And a lot of focus will be made on Puka, but Velton Gardner leads the Jayhawks with 182 rushing yards. Brian Haney, what do you like from the sophomore so far?
You know, Velton doesn't quite have the burst that Puka has, but it's not far off. He's pretty explosive. It's a great 1-2 punch. Puka is truly special, and he's that video game-like character that can stop on a dime, hit the X button, spin around, and change field for a touchdown 60 yards the other direction. But Velton in the open field is almost as elusive. So I think there's a lot to like there from the sophomore out of Dallas, and even Daniel Hyshaw behind him, who's a big-time prospect out of Oklahoma, gives Kansas by far its deepest position.
All right, and they certainly need the run game because they've struggled in yards per pass. They're last in the Big 12. And, you know, that's been kind of the complaint about West Virginia. Taking those long shots downfield just hasn't happened. They've tried it. They just haven't connected. So with the bye week, coming off of that bye week, Neil Brown has run a few more of those routes in practice, using the legs a little bit more. No reason to save them up for a game during the bye week. So they've had some extra time on that. So, yeah, the run game could be pretty important in this one. It's our Can't Miss Game of the Week presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. In fact, if you go to ticketsforless.com and you look, there are tickets available for this game. It'll be 11 o'clock Central, 12 Eastern. But there are tickets for this game, 25% stadium capacity. That's all they're going to allow. But there are tickets being sold, and you can get those at ticketsforless.com. All right, so let's continue with Brian Haney, the voice of the KU Jayhawks. 14 true freshmen saw action against Oklahoma State. Can you expand on that a little bit more and talk about how that playing time is going to benefit down the road?
Yeah, I think the best thing to come out of this season for Kansas will be the valuable game reps that some of these freshmen are going to get, and the fact that this year won't count against the eligibility clock of them, so they can try several guys out in key spots in big games that they might not otherwise have burned one of their four games in keeping a red shirt to protect. So I think that's the biggest thing. Is KU tries to rebuild this thing by recruiting primarily high school seniors, filling up those classes with, you know, 95% of true freshmen coming in, giving those freshmen reps this year, giving them that invaluable experience on the field. That's going to pay big-time dividends in future seasons. And so no matter what it looks like in the win-loss column, to have that experience, I think, is going to be big-time.
Absolutely. West Virginia snuck out of Lawrence with a close win last year. Is there anything from that game that can carry over to Saturday's matchup?
You know, there's so many different faces involved from last year to this year. I don't put a ton of stock in the fact that, you know, West Virginia narrowly beat us and there's going to be some kind of carryover there. I do hope a guy like Andrew Parchment remembers that day and how he was honored by the league after that day, after a 75-yard touchdown reception from Carter Stanley and then a three-yarder late in the game.
Any players that have caught your eye or impressed you with their play so far from the Kansas standpoint? We're talking with Brian Haney, the voice of the Jayhawks, our Can't Miss Game of the Week.
Well, the guy that's caught my eye the most won't be playing in this game, as Jalen Daniels is expected to miss it following a lower leg injury. Well, the guy that's stood out the most, at least athletically, is not expected to play, and that's Jalen Daniels, who suffered an injury in the Oklahoma State game, and we're expecting to be without him this week. But he possesses big-time arm talent, escapability, elusiveness, speed, all these things that Kansas just flat out hasn't had in the last decade at that quarterback position. And I'm really hopeful they can get him back sooner rather than later, because as we discussed earlier, you know, experience for the young guys is what this 2020 season is going to be all about for KU, getting them valuable game reps, especially at the all-important quarterback position that we've been trying to replace ever since Todd Reesing hung him up back in 2009. I mean, that's how long it's been since we felt like we had our guy and we knew heading into week one, this is the starter. This is QB1. This is what it's going to look like, you know? And so Jalen Daniels projects to be that. He just got dinged in his second career start and probably won't be in the mix versus these Mountaineers. But beyond that, I think defensively for Kansas, we've seen Kenny Logan really emerge as a great player, leading the team with 26 tackles, having back-to-back career-high tackle games, and Davon Ferguson's right there with him. It's a young secondary that lost Mike Lee and Bryce Tornaden from a year ago, and they're breaking in guys like Logan, who's a sophomore, and Karan Prunty, a top 30 recruit within his state of Virginia that started every game as a true freshman. He's been an nice player to look at. And then Deuce Mayberry also in that secondary. He's the little brother of Kyle Mayberry. He's been a head turner in spurts early on. So that's been good to see. And I think for Kansas, you know, offensively, obviously we want to see the receivers get going a little bit. And a lot of their sluggishness or slow starts has had to do with the quarterback position and not protecting the quarterback.
And, you know, that's on the flip side of it. I mean, we got to see the offense, the pass game for both teams. And Jared Daigie, Neil Brown's got his quarterback. He knows that he's the guy. They've got to connect. You want to see both teams get off to quick starts. That's something that is really being stressed during practice and through the bye week for the Mountaineers as they get ready for this one. One more comment here from Brian Haney on Coach Les Miles. Of course, he contracted COVID-19. He says he's doing well. If Miles does not make the trip to Morgantown, how does the coaching staff handle this game?
Everything I know as of midweek is that Coach Miles is fully expecting to be there on Saturday, and we are thrilled about that. He's taken this very seriously, been in his house quarantining, and for him it's just a 10-day clock because he has it. For other people like me that were next to him, it's a 14-day quarantine, so I will not be in Morgantown, and that's a real bummer. But we take this seriously, and we've got Kansas Team Health leading the way and guiding all of our decisions, and so Coach has been in the best of care, and because of that, will be back with us on Saturday, and that's exciting stuff.
Well, Brian, listen, everyone, be safe and be healthy, absolutely. So, yeah, wish you could be there, buddy. Thanks for his hot takes. Can't miss Game of the Week presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Hey, some basketball news here real quick before I jump into a break. The Big 12 will continue to host NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championships in 2023, 2024, and 2026. So the conference will be with Kansas City hosting the 2023 regional, and then in Dallas for 2024, and then Oklahoma City for the first and second rounds of 2026. The Big 12 is also hosting the 2021 men's first and second rounds, as well as the 2023 women's basketball Final Four in Dallas. And as part of the women's Final Four, the Big 12 will host the championship games for Division II and Division III, in addition to the semifinals and finals in Division I. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby said the cities and arenas have been exceptional partners, and we look forward to remaining a part of March Madness in the upcoming years. Outstanding news. We'll continue with more on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your Suitor Blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Big 12 this week can be heard on the TuneIn app under College Sports Now. Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats, is joining us. Appreciate you being on.
Well, my pleasure, Bill. Good to talk to you again, bud.
Yeah, well, Wyatt, the national media, some fans, and then people who just like to bash the Big 12 in general, they just lost it earlier this year when Iowa State lost to Louisiana and K-State lost to Arkansas State the same weekend, and they had Kansas losing their game. And, you know, the next week on the show, I said, you got to settle down. It's one game. It was Iowa State's, K-State's first games of the season. They were playing teams that had already had a game under their belt. Now we're looking at the top of the Big 12 standings. Iowa State and K-State, both 3-0 in conference play.
Funny how a few weeks can make such a difference, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it really, truly is. And I think you make a great point from the standpoint of that was a great weekend for the Sun Belt. It was a great weekend for the national media to bash the Big 12. And here we are a few weeks later. And I think people have decided that K-State's got a pretty good club and really, really well coached. Iowa State has a really, really good team and they're very well coached. And the Big 12 is pretty much wide open. I go back to what Gary Patterson said, over a week ago on the Big 12 teleconference. Folks, this league is good with Oklahoma and Texas when they're good, but it's more than just Oklahoma and Texas. I agreed with that 1,000%. I think Oklahoma State, if you look at them over the last 15 years, they've been a top 15 kind of program. We've seen Baylor at the highest level, Kansas State at the highest level. Iowa State's made a lot of good moves. You get the point. This league is better than the national perception for whatever reason, in my mind.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's look at the Wildcats. Skylar Thompson out for the season, had surgery, started over parts of four seasons. Let's give him his due. What has he meant to the development at that position and just K-State football in general?
Well, he's been such a stable guy. He has stayed pretty healthy. He has started 30 times basically a 3.5-year stretch. He's been here 4.5, of course, with a redshirt year. I've told people in other interviews, Bill, that I just so appreciate him because when the new staff showed up, he was the first guy in the offices. He developed an even bigger relationship with Colin Klein, with our offensive coordinator, Courtney Messingham, and our head coach, Chris Kleiman. And that just kind of grew last year and into this year through COVID and all of those kind of things. He's without question the leader of this football team. And I just feel bad for him. I saw Colin yesterday and Colin called it heartbreaking. And I get that. He's meant a lot to this program, but yet it is football. It is a violent sport at times and things happen. You have to move on. And I think they have done okay in doing that, starting Will Howard on the road last week. But hey, this guy, I guess I'll put it into perspective this way. 5,000 career passing yards and over 1,000 rushing yards. Only one other quarterback in K-State history has done that, and that was L. Roberson back in the early 2000s. I first got to K-State in 2002 when L. was playing in 02 and 03, and I can assure you, sir, he was a very, very, very good football player.
Yeah.
So he's in good company.
Yeah, absolutely, and it is heartbreaking for Skylar, and I'm glad you took a moment to kind of talk about him not only on the field but off the field. So now freshman Will Howard will be the starter. He's thrown into a tough spot. How is he handling it?
Well, I think about as well as you possibly could under the circumstances. Remember, Sky got hurt in the Texas Tech game, and here he is, a true freshman who was here in the spring, but there was really no spring ball to go through. But the fact that he was here January, February, March, and got to spend time with Skyler and with those other guys that I mentioned, including Messingham and Colin Klein, I think it's pretty paramount. This kid was the Southeastern Pennsylvania High School Player of the Year, so he's got skills, and he's 6'3", 6'4", and 225, 230 pounds. He can run, he can throw. I mean, he's got all of the variables. But the biggest variable that most people just don't understand is just, how smart he is about the game. He just has a great feel for it. He fits into this offense, I think. He's only going to get better. And I think the thing that surprised me the most is just how calm and collected he appears to be. His gut has to be churning a little more than I think most of us know, and yet it looks pretty seamless in how he's handled it. He's much like Deuce Vaughn and some of the other young people K-State's playing. He's been very exemplary in how he appears. Let's put it that way.
Wyatt Thompson is the voice of the K-State Wildcats, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Yeah, a lot of young guys getting opportunities to play. They're stepping up, making the most of it. Is head coach Chris Kleiman a magician? I mean, how is he pulling this off?
Well, I don't know if I would call him a magician necessarily, but I think he is a guy that exudes confidence for himself, for his staff, his team. And he has said from the time he walked in here, this is going to be something that we're going to do long term. We're taking no shortcuts. With that said, if you are a freshman or a young new player that is ready to go both mentally and physically, you're probably going to see the field. And seeing the field is the key, because K-State's played, I'll give you an example. Maybe the best example is this. The other day at TCU, we traveled 70 in the travel party, 70 players. 62 of those 70 played. And so if you get wow. lots of reps here, and you know, some guys, the reality of it is some guys are just ready to play before others. And I think for Will Howard, for Deuce Vaughn, for Felix Anudike, for some of these other young guys, T.J. Smith, another example, they played awfully high-level high school football. It's not the same as the Big 12, but it gives them an opportunity to, if they can come in and understand the system right away with their athleticism, it gives them a shot. And with that shot of in the arm that coach and the staff give them, you know, with all of the things that they're doing, it makes sense that they're going to have a little bit of success. They'll make a mistake or two, too, but I think the positives have certainly outweighed the negatives.
You know, one thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I try to follow all 10 teams, so I don't get to see every single play and every situation, sure. But it seems to me like Chris Klieman and their coaching staff, they don't take too many risks. They do a really good job of knowing what they have, and play calling and strategy around what they have, and they just don't seem to make a lot of coaching mistakes.
Well, I think that's a fair assessment, too.
Yeah.
And I do think he probably rolls the dice a little bit more than you've seen, Bill, but it's not off the charts. I mean, this isn't, you know, Mike Leach or somebody like that'll go, you know, for 4th and 17 at his 25-yard line. I don't think we're talking about that. But, you know, he's the other day when we were playing at Oklahoma, they score and immediately line up for two. And I'm going to not kid you here. I was really shocked. They were trying to win the game right there. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, they had a penalty. So they kicked the extra point and then won the game later. But he will take an occasional risk. But the thing is K-State is 3-1. Missed a lot of players in the Arkansas State game. No excuses. A-State was a better team that day. But they play a lot of people. They don't make too many mistakes. They've had too many penalties, but they don't make too many mistakes. One turnover through four games, and that was a Will Howard interception last week that probably really wasn't his fault. So if you play the game and minimize those mistakes, you give yourself an excellent chance to win, and they've done that in the league.
One more thing. I just saw that wide receiver Joshua Youngblood entered the NCAA transfer protocol.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about that? All-American kick returner last season, returned three kicks for a touchdown. I think was hoping to be used a little bit more, but what can you tell us about that situation?
Well, it was a little bit stunning to some of the fan base here, and frankly, some of the media covering. Not quite as stunning for me. I probably am fortunate enough to get to see more than some. But you know, here's the deal. I think from the get-go, we're talking about a pretty elite return guy, based on what you headlined last year as a freshman All-American. Very, very solid return guy. But the truth is he hadn't made the progress that he wanted to in the receiving area of it. I think he was frustrated by that. And in all fairness, probably the coaches were frustrated too. And I think it just kind of came down to maybe just a difference of opinion on where he's at and what he needs to do. And so you have kind of a breakup of what was a pretty short but successful marriage. How's that?
That's a good way to put it. Yeah,
yeah. That's
really good. So bye week, and then Kansas next weekend, homecoming. That's always a great matchup in the state of Kansas when you get the Wildcats.
Yeah, everybody gets excited about it here, Bill. Of course, and you know, K-State's dominated it for quite some time, and that's a good thing, at least from my perspective. I don't think you ever take that game for granted. And I'm not necessarily talking about winning and losing, just the opportunity to be part of it, because it's one of the oldest rivalries west of the Mississippi in the country. And They've been doing it a long time, and you know, KU kind of dominated the series early, K-State later. It looks like K-State would be a really big favorite, especially playing at home. But hey, you know how those rivalry things go. You just never know. You just don't.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a great start. I mean, after a little bit of a hiccup there at the beginning, a great start for Chris Kleiman and the K-State Wildcats. So far, no sophomore slump for him.
Yeah, he's been really, really good. And as you know, just received a contract extension, and I'm really happy for him because Gene Taylor, when he introduced him, you know, said he fits K-State. And here we are all these months later, and I think that's perfectly said. I think he does. And we're excited to have him here.
Yeah, yep. He fits the program, and that extension kind of fits with his long build there in Manhattan.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, for sure. And yeah. It's been fun to watch this thing grow. And he'd be the first to tell you we're not anywhere near where we want to be yet. So he has pretty high aspirations.
Yeah, that's good. Wyatt, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Scored great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back,
the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Big 12 this week can be heard on Sirius XM, channel 375, on Thursday nights starting at 5 Eastern. I'm Bill Pollack. Thanks for listening. Hey, basketball news here real quick. Kansas and Missouri, one of the oldest rivalry. We heard Wyatt Thompson talk about Kansas and Kansas State football being one of the oldest rivalries west of the Mississippi. This was another old one, too, that got put off, kind of put on the back shelf when Mizzou went to the SEC. KU-MU. And they had finally decided that they were going to put their differences aside and they were going to meet up again on the hardwood. And it was going to happen this December, December 12th. It was going to take place at T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. That's where we have the Big 12 men's basketball tournament. But because of COVID-19, they're going to scrap it for this year. And so this game that was going to be played in Kansas City is going to be moved to the back end of this six-game series and will now take place in 2026. So the first KU-MU game will be next December, the 11th, 2021, at Allen Fieldhouse. Hopefully by then we are through this COVID-19 pandemic and there will be a jammed packed crowd in Lawrence to see the renewal of this rivalry. I mean, it's called a rivalry, but it's been a big beatdown as far as the Jayhawks are concerned. 92-52 against the Missouri Tigers. And since 2000, KU has only lost to the Tigers seven times. Markieff Morris wins an NBA title. The Kansas forward, former Kansas forward, is the 13th Jayhawk to win an NBA title, with the Lakers beating the Miami Heat 4-2 in their series on Sunday. So congratulations to Mr. Morris. You know, I was thinking about talking about COVID-19, and I think we can get through football, because the thing that I'm seeing, at least when they're doing some tracing, is so far, and I'm going to knock on wood here, it does not appear as though it's transmitting from team to team during games. And if that remains true, then I think we'll be okay. I think we'll get through the football season. Now, not every team may have 10 games, but I think we'll get through some type of a schedule. And when I say that, I mean, there might be a team or two that has 8 or 9 games. They just can't fit them in, and maybe because of where they are in the standings, they decide not to try to make those games up. But I'm still confident. Listen, I've been pretty confident about this since June. I've been on my soapbox telling you each week, we're going to have football. We're going to have football. You know, basketball, though, man. I mean, here's the deal, and this has nothing to do with and I'm not knocking any college teams, but listen, the weather's going to get colder. We do more things inside. College students are going to do more things inside on campus. We might have another flare-up. And when you don't have 100 players on your team, all of a sudden you miss 2 or 3 on a basketball team. That becomes a major issue. So I'm not as confident. You know, I think we'll get it started. I don't know what's going to happen come January and February. So Yeah, I'm a little less confident and cocky than what I was in July and August talking about football. But we'll see what happens. We'll keep our fingers crossed, right? Hey, more coming up here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
All right, hope you enjoyed the show. I want to thank my guest, Wyatt Thompson, for joining me on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Just one football game this weekend. Be safe, enjoy yourselves, and we'll talk to you soon. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.